This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. They say the devil is in the details. Well, he showed up this week when the text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership was released in 30 chapters. So far, those for it remain so, and those opposed, likewise. The president came out saying he'd sign it, but the decision lies with Congress in an election year. Details in a moment.
The landscape of your industry is changing. Fortunately, FS has the roadmap that can help you navigate the challenges that lie ahead and point the way forward. That's why businesses that are driven to succeed turn to FS for data-driven recommendations and innovative crop and energy inputs. Learn more at fssystem.com. FS, bringing you what's next.
The American Farm Bureau is reviewing details of the Trans-Pacific Partnership before taking a formal position, but they say once it and others weigh in on the deal, it could move quickly in Congress. Farm Bureau's trade advisor Dave Salmonson says TPP timing will depend on congressional leaders who are now poring over those details.
If the leadership is for it, willing to work for it, want to get it done, then you can move those trade promotion authority timeframes. You can move some of them up even more quickly. Those are kind of maximum timeframes.
That's after the president gives Congress 90 days to review TPP after releasing it publicly on Thursday. Then it's a battle against the political winds of an election year.
I think a political window which would fit in with the time frames and meet the deadlines would be, again, probably into next April, May. That would follow the time frames in the Trade Promotion Authority bill. Would also be for politically passed a lot of course, the presidential primaries. And, of course, primaries that the House and Senate members are going through.
Others suggest a window after the November 2016 elections in a lame duck Congress. Meanwhile, America's trading partners are watching. We have a link to the text of the agreement on our website, iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com. I'm Ken Root.